Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. The United States says there is evidence of North Korean troops in Russia a day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Kyiv had learned that two North Korean military units were training in Russia for potential combat in Ukraine. VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb has our story.
The White House Wednesday raising concern about what it called a reckless and dangerous defense relationship.
Not only the concern for the impact on the war in Ukraine, but the impact that this could have in the Indo-Pacific with Kim Jong-un benefiting to some degree.
National Security Communications Advisor John Kirby said Washington will reach out to Beijing to share perspectives and learn how China views the move. He also issued this warning to Pyongyang.
If these North Korean soldiers decide to join the fight against Ukraine, they will become legitimate military targets.
As for Russia, Kirby said any potential deployment of North Korean troops against Ukraine would be a sign of desperation and weakness.
He has to farm out the fighting to a foreign country, I think, speaks volumes about how much his military is suffering and how uncertain he believes, how untenable he believes his situation is.
The United States promised new sanctions in the coming days, targeting those outside Russia who have fueled the Russian war machine. Carla Babb, VOA News, Washington.
Turkey's Air Force has struck Kurdish militant targets in Iraq and Syria in an apparent retaliation for an earlier attack on a state-run defense company. The Turkish Defense Ministry said more than 30 targets were destroyed in the aerial offensive without providing details on the locations that were hit. The strike came hours after suspected Kurdish militants set off explosives and opened fire at the aerospace and defense company TUSES, killing five people and injuring more than 20 others. Interior Minister Ali Yerlikaya said the two attackers, a man and a woman, also were killed.